It's Thursday, December 31st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has learned that hundreds of Pakistani Christian families from Churar, a neighborhood in Lahore, have fled their homes after a mob of Muslims threatened to set fire to their neighborhood. Local sources report that the mob threatened the Christians after Pastor Raja Waris published a faith-based post on Facebook on December 22nd, which Muslims claim hurt their religious sentiments. To date, no blasphemy charges have been filed against Pastor Waris for the offending social media post. However, Pastor Waris and his family have gone into hiding due to threats issued against them by local extremists. The mob has demanded that Pastor Waris be beheaded for publishing the offending post. In Pakistan, false accusations of blasphemy are widespread and often motivated by personal vendettas or religious hatred. Accusations are highly inflammatory and have the potential to spark mob lynchings, vigilante murders, and mass protests. Despite fervent opposition from the nation's evangelical Christians and Roman Catholics, the national government of Argentina voted to allow elective abortion before 14 weeks gestation. In an early morning Wednesday vote, the Senate in the South American country voted 38-29 to pass a measure previously approved by the Chamber of Deputies, according to the BBC. Reacting to its passage on Twitter, Argentine President Alberto Fernandez, who promised to sign it, wrote, quote, "Safe, legal, and free abortion is law," end quote. Until now, abortion was only available in Argentina in the event of a rape or if the mother's life was in jeopardy as a result of the pregnancy. The Argentinian Senate completely ignored God's counsel found in Psalm 82, verses 3 and 4. Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. On January 6th, Vice President Pence is set to announce that Joe Biden is the official president-elect. Listen to the last three vice presidents certify the Electoral College vote, starting with Vice President Al Gore on January 6th, 2001.
George W. Bush of the state of Texas has received for President of the United States 271 votes. Al Gore of the state of Tennessee has received 266 votes.
Here's Vice President Dick Cheney on January 6th, 2009.
Barack Obama of the state of Illinois has received for President of the United States 365 votes. John McCain of the state of Arizona has received 173 votes.
And finally, Vice President Joe Biden on January 6th, 2017.
Donald Trump of New York has received for President of the United States 304 votes. Hillary Clinton, the state of New York, has received 227 votes.
On ABC's This Week Roundtable, John Carl asked pollster Frank Luntz what might be the fallout when Vice President Mike Pence makes the Electoral College announcement, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
Frank, do you think this does lasting damage to the Pence-Trump relationship? I mean, Pence has never uttered a word critical of this president, but now he will be the public face announcing the finality of these results.
Well, it's going to impact him. 53% of Trump voters, half, think that Donald Trump still won this election after all the evidence to the contrary. And those people are going to be mad as heck on January 6th when Pence makes that statement. And so the challenge for the vice president is that he clearly would like to seek the office in 4 years. Trump is clearly going to be agitated with him. And I think that this is the beginning of a very painful period for the Republicans in Washington and across the country.
Georgia Senate's Election Law Study Subcommittee unanimously passed a motion during a December 30th hearing to request an audit of absentee ballots in the heavily Democratic Fulton County, which includes the city of Atlanta, reports the Epoch Times. The senators are asking the state's largest county to make the ballots, quote, available for inspection, end quote, through a method outlined during the hearing by digital ID systems inventor Jovan Pulitzer. Pulitzer suggested that all absentee ballots in the state of Georgia be forensically examined and fraudulent ones identified in just a matter of hours. He called on state officials to allow the examination. Security camera footage from election night shows that in Fulton County, Georgia, what appears to be tens of thousands of ballots were counted in the absence of party or state monitors. The video seems to show that election workers scanned the same batches of ballots repeatedly. Georgia is one of the states where election results are being contested by the campaign of President Donald Trump and others. The current count in the state shows former Vice President Joe Biden ahead by some 12,000 votes. A newly elected Republican member of Congress, 41-year-old Luke Letlow, died Tuesday after contracting the coronavirus just days before he was set to be sworn into office. He had been diagnosed with COVID-19 11 days ago, reports the Christian Post. He is the first elected official at the national level to die from COVID-19. The Letlow family worshipped at Covenant Presbyterian Church, EPC, in Monroe. Join me and send a condolence card to his wife, Dr. Julia Letlow, at P.O. Box 538, Rayville, Louisiana, 71269. And finally, in a powerful column at LifeSiteNews.com, Jonathan Van Maren wrote a Christmas-themed column in which he asked, quote, "What are abortion activists to do with this story?" Even the language abortion activists use reflect the fact that their worldview is antithetical to the Christmas message. "This is my body, broken for you," said the Savior. By contrast, the abortion activists say, "My body, my choice," and "we will sacrifice any who interfere with our lives." The abortion worldview is merely a perverse inversion of the gospel message, the triumph of selfishness and bloodshed over innocence and beauty. They will deny it. But the truth is incontrovertible. The result of an abortion is a dead baby. Success to an abortion activist is an empty cradle and a full grave. The essence of the Christmas story is a full cradle and an empty grave. End quote. Luke 2, verse 7 records that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 31st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.